Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof." Hello, this is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. It is a blessing to be here. And we want to let you know that this is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina, just about 2 miles out of the Boone city limits on Highway 105 South. You will see Baird's Creek Road on the right, and we're 1 mile at Baird's Creek Road, just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. We'd love for you to come and visit with us if you are in the area. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. for all ages, and that includes our college class. And we have an outreach in the church called Collegians for Christ. And we'd love for you to come out and visit with us. We have our Sunday morning worship service at 11 every Wednesday night at 7. And then second and fourth Sunday nights at 6 p.m. And so a lot of opportunities. And we've had a busy summer. We've had a lot going on. It seems to be flying by. But we're glad to be here today. And I was thinking about it coming over here. Noah, do you realize that this week is our birthday week as far as Blessings of Liberty?
I did not. I hadn't thought about it.
I'd sort of forgot about it myself. But we started July 4th week. I think it was actually sort of like it is this week. It was a few days after the 4th. Mm-hmm. And it's either 5 or 6 years. I'm going to have to go back and look. I want to say it's 6.
It sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing it right around 5 years, helping out with it. So.
Right. Well, happy birthday to Blessings of Liberty.
So yes.
Thank the Lord for that. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and welcome our visitors today.
Okay.
Listeners.
Yes, we do want to say welcome to all those listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone, North Carolina. We'd like to welcome our listeners on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and those who listen in on KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and we're going to take just a little bit of a break today from our series. I've been teaching the past several weeks on what the Bible says about finances, but we have an opportunity today to have a special guest, and so we are going to have Brother Rick Lanier, and he is with the U.S. Motto Action Committee. Some of our listeners may have heard about this. Even now in Watauga County, the subject has come up, and Brother Rick is behind this and his organization, and it is putting In God We Trust on courthouses, government buildings, all throughout the state of North Carolina. And Brother Rick was in the area today, and it worked out. So, Brother Rick, good to have you. We appreciate you coming by.
Good to be here.
All right. Can you tell us just a little bit about the U.S. Motto Action Committee? Just a little introduction here about what you do and maybe how long you've been doing this?
Yes, sir. U.S. Motto Action Committee actually started. I served as county commissioner in Davidson County, North Carolina from 1998 to 2002, and approached the Board of Commissioners to place our U.S. motto, In God We Trust, on the governmental center. And at that time, we were just wanting to commemorate the first anniversary of 9/11. And there were two local attorneys, one ACLU-backed attorney, long-term member there, filed a federal lawsuit against Davidson County, saying we were violating separation of church and state. We formed a group with the intent to defend that initially, but God had a different plan. He birthed the U.S. Motto Action Committee to begin going out to other counties and town halls. We had limited success to begin with. I think much like the church, things have to get desperate sometime before people really open their eyes. And here in the recent months, we have really had overwhelming success with other counties adopting a resolution to display our motto.
Right. Now, you came to our county in May?
We did, May the 5th. Actually, we had two meetings that morning. It was kind of a whirlwind. We had just gone before two counties the day before, Catawba in Rockingham County, and then drove 2.5 hours up to Boone, spend the night, went to for 8:30 meeting and were approved there, and then 10 a.m. meeting down in Wilkes County, and three out of the four counties voted on it then, and the other county is going to vote on it in the future.
Right. Now, you were telling me, and a lot of our listeners may or may not realize this, but Watauga County, our commissioners voted, and this is going to be placed on our courthouse and the adjoining building.
Well, they had initially approved to place it on the administrative building where the commissioners meet, as well as the courthouse. There's just not a good location for us. So for right now, until we come up with a better plan, we're just going to put it on the courthouse building.
Right.
Right above, just above the Watauga County courthouse lettering.
Okay. Do you have any idea of when we might see it on the courthouse, or?
I just confirmed with Chairman Hodges yesterday the color and the size. We're going to go with gold lettering on there.
Right.
It'll be 9-inch letters. The county governmental center is 12-inch letters. And we wanted it kind of distinctive. So we confirmed that. So now we're okay to go ahead. And I called the sign company to go ahead and get the letters on order. Takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get those in and coordinate a date of placement. So you're looking maybe 30 days,
right.
3 to 5 weeks away.
Well, that's something exciting we can be looking forward to. A lot of people may not realize, you say, how does this work? And your U.S. Motto Action Committee actually offers to pay.
Yes, sir.
To have it done. And that's something that was interesting to me. Everybody's got a good idea, but now when you put your money where your mouth is, that means you're serious about it.
Yes, brother Greer, we reach out to churches and businessmen, individuals. I stopped and spoke to a businessman yesterday, and he wrote us a check for $500, and spoke to another businessman, and I'm not at liberty to say, but I ask you folks to be in prayer if this businessman locally that owns several businesses began supporting us. It could really be a shot in the arm for us. I desire your prayers on that. But
right.
We depend on God's people to help us, and so far he has met the need at every juncture.
Yes. How many, now, there's 100 counties in North Carolina, and is it your desire to go to every county?
Yes, sir, Brother Greer, we have, so far, we, as of last night, we had two more approvals, Rutherford County and Avery County. This now puts us up to 32 counties. We're almost a third of the way there as far as counties, and we have also been approved 17 town halls. We have two more counties this month that are going to be adopting a resolution to display the motto, and one more town hall, and we already have about two counties and two more town halls already on schedule for next month, and I'm sure there will be more. We're averaging about anywhere from about 5 or 6 a month,
Right.
They're approving it.
That's yeah. Wonderful. Some people may be interested to know how many times you've been sued.
Well,
I mean, there's so much in our society about they don't want the Ten Commandments, There's been lawsuits there, the Christian flag, and, how are you able to do this?
Well, we brought it before Davidson County government in November 26, 2002. We received a threat of a federal lawsuit in December, and of course they filed a federal lawsuit at the next year in June of 2003. From 2003 to 2005, we were in the midst of a lawsuit by two local attorneys, It was appealed on two different occasions. It was appealed to Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. We won in Federal District Court in Greensboro, won at Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia. They were relentless. They appealed it all the way to U.S. Supreme Court. You know, Supreme Court only hears a handful of cases. And they referred it back to the appellate court's decision, which now stands as case law. And I usually carry a copy of the case law, which I left a copy last night with the county attorney at Avery County. This sets the precedent for us.
Right.
And since Davidson County, we have not been challenged with one lawsuit
right.
so far.
Well, the reason for that is because, like the name of your committee, it's the U.S. motto.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what makes a difference here. If you went in and said, we want to hang the Ten Commandments, well, that would probably be highly disputed, but In God We Trust, and that's what's going to be on the courthouse. That is our national motto and has been since 1956. But you were telling me, and I knew this, but I sort of hadn't thought about it, but it's been on our money since when?
Since 1864. It was first put on the 2-cent coin in 1864. Then in the late 1900s, it was placed on our paper money, and then it was on all of our money in 1938.
Right. In God We Trust was also, and I read this morning in a American history book, Dr. Bill Grady's book, What Hath God Wrought, and he talked about how that In God We Trust was on the sails of the Mayflower when the Pilgrims come over. I'm sure that's why. And I'm sure the people that first, you know, said, let's put this on our money, knew about that probably more than people today would know about that. But this is our national motto. It's been since 1956, and it's legally encouraged to put on government buildings, public schools.
Yes, sir. There
all
was,
kinds of places like
sure.
that. So.
There was a, might add, there was a resolution passed in 2011, November 1st, 2011. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly, 396-9, to reaffirm In God We Trust as our national motto. Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia sponsored a resolution in part because some have mistakenly stated that E Pluribus Unum was our national motto. And it states in this resolution, says, most importantly, the resolution specifically encourages placement of the motto in and on all government buildings from courthouses to classrooms. And I think that's significant and interesting that they specified where they encourage placement of the motto.
Right. Our local American Legion, they have gone around in our county and put all kinds of, if you go in a business and they have a sign or a plaque that says In God We Trust with the American flag behind it, that was probably placed there by our local American Legion. And when they started doing that, that made national, that was on Fox News, I remember, and they've put out a lot of those plaques and are still doing that. But that's a real blessing. I got to go over to a local public school, and I talked to them a couple years ago about our American history and the Pilgrims. It was around Thanksgiving, and one of the teachers asked me to come, and I really enjoyed it. But there was the sign, the plaque in the classroom that said, In God We Trust. And so our Judeo-Christian heritage is pretty hard to deny.
It is. It's interesting you said that. My first contact outside the Board of Commissioners, of course, when I spoke to Chairman Hodges, Jimmy Hodges, about coming to Boone, I always offer placing the motto not only on the exterior of the building, but in the chambers, if they like. And he said, I would be interested in considering on the exterior of the building. He was hesitant about the chambers, because of those plaques. I could tell he didn't want to come out and say it, but he didn't want to offend his brother, Jimmy Hodges, which heads up the commander of the American Legion post here locally. And I said, no, we're actually working with them. I said, I would love to talk to Brother Finley, and was able to set up a meeting on May the 1st, 4 days prior to the commissioners' meeting, to speak at the American Legion Post annual meeting.
Right.
It was just God's providence. And, man, I felt like I was at church, you know, just good folks. And, of course, I understand Brother Finley is a member of your church.
Yes.
And, So that was just a special blessing for us when we came to Boone.
Well, good. You said that this came about when you were a county commissioner?
As far as the initial?
The initial.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And you wanted to commemorate the first anniversary of 9/11? How this started?
That was the initial intent.
Right.
Know, to just, we thought it would be not only any time would be appropriate time to place our U.S. motto, but we thought it would be good timing to bring it before the Board of Commissioners because of what had happened in 9/11 and it brought our country together. And this is just kind of, in my opinion, helps unite the people. And under a common goal, which should all be every citizen of the United States goal, to honor the God of our founding fathers. But those local attorneys had a different idea, but God used that to move us forward in the direction we're going today.
Right. Now, did that initial, was it Davidson County?
Yes, Davidson County, Lexington, North Carolina.
How long of a process was? How long did that hold you up? The legal battle went on.
We were approved on November 26th to place the motto on the building by the Board of Commissioners, but we went ahead and ordered the letters, and they were installed. A little over 30 days later on December 29th.
Okay.
It didn't hold us up, put it on the building, although we knew that we were going to be threatened facing a lawsuit somewhere down the road or a possibility of it.
Right.
And that's on put them up on December 29th and started the U.S. Motto Committee on the next day on December the 30th.
Okay. So you've not been hindered as far as the placement of the In God We Trust.
No, sir.
Legally
no, sir.
Speaking.
No, sir.
And there's 32 counties?
We've been approved 32 counties and 17 town halls so far.
Right.
And most of you know that there's 100 counties in the state of North Carolina, so we're right at a third of the way there.
Right. And you're working the western end first?
Working the western end first for a couple of reasons. I feel that a lot of more of the conservative block of the state is more western, and also I want to get the out of the mountains before winter sets in.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're in the mountains in the summer, and you're going down towards the coast in the winter.
Right, right.
That's wise. That
right.
Maybe you might need some help from me about. December, January.
I hear you. Come on, and put on your short sleeve shirt and go with it.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes in the wintertime, you want to escape for a little while.
I guarantee
you. I don't blame you a bit for that.
Come apart before you come apart.
Yes. How's word spread? Is it you go to one county and there's the neighbor county or...
Well, what
churches?
We
do, how is that working for you?
What we do, we take a block of counties and just basically take our map and work our way toward kind of blanketing the area.
Right.
And I send out invitations by email to the clerk, to the board, or to the county manager, with an invitation to join the growing list of cities and counties that are adopting a resolution to display our U.S. motto, "In God We Trust," and let them know that we do it at no cost to the counties, and ask to be placed on their agenda. Then I begin calling the county, chairman of county commissioners, and some of the commissioners to get their input and hopefully get placed on the agenda, and then kind of go from there. But answering the other party question, how folks hear about us and are hearing about us, we've had counties began to tell us, well, we were waiting. We heard about what you're doing. We were wondering when you were going to call on us or come our way. And then we had a town hall down in Baden, North Carolina, in Stanley County, to call us the other day, heard about what we're doing, and got one of our brochures from one of the churches I spoke at, and wanted us to come be placed on their agenda this July the 14th.
Right.
And so we're beginning to get calls from government bodies asking us to come without us calling and approaching them.
Well, good.
So that's encouraging.
Well, I want to commend you for what you're doing. I look around in our nation, and there's a lot of tearing down. In fact, that's what I preached on last Sunday morning, the Psalms 137, where the children of Edom, when they, in the day of Jerusalem, and they said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof, they cried out, tear it all down. We don't want to see that. We don't, those people, that nation, their God, tear it all down. And I preached along the lines that our nation, this is a great cry, and it seems like people just want to tear everything down, the flag, the history, the heritage, the schools, morally, economically, everything. And I wound it all up saying, you know, God's people, we don't need to be on the bandwagon of tearing everything down.
Yes, sir.
We need to be in the business of building up and building up our nation and not hating our flag and not hating our, you know, you just see that all the time. People divided and people can't get along and can't love one another. And,
right.
You know, we ought to be in the building up. And so this is something that's going on in our country that is actually building up. And I really appreciate that. I think we need to love our nation more than anybody.
Right.
As Christian people.
Yes, sir.
And we need to love our flag. America's not perfect. We all understand that, but neither are we. But we need to be builders.
Yes, sir.
And building up in a good way. And we have a solid foundation.
Yes, sir.
And so I really appreciate what you're doing, something positive. And I appreciate the spirit you're doing it in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, we have... I know our time's probably getting a little close. I did want to kind of point this out. We with what been handed down to us from our leaders there in Washington and Supreme Court recently, it would discourage some folks.
Right.
And it should bring us to our knees as Christians. But I think we're living in a time, and you tell me if you don't agree with this, that God's light can shine brighter in the darkest times if we'll stand. We need to stand like never before.
Right.
And just as I shared with one of the commissioners that were questioning here locally why we why he felt it was important to put the motto on the building. He felt that some of the citizens might be offended. And I pointed out to him something I read, and I'll read it per quote. It says, "The idea that any kind of free society can be constructed in which people will never be offended or insulted is absurd. So too is the notion that people should have the right to call on the law to defend them against being offended or insulted." Like I told him, I get offended every day, sometimes several times a day.
Yeah.
A fundamental decision needs to be made. Do we want to live in a free society or not? Democracy is not a tea party where people sit around and make polite conversation. In democracies, people get extremely upset with each other. They argue vehemently against other people's positions. And I might point out, the Apostle Paul made it very clear when writing to the Corinthians and preaching the gospel, has always been considered offensive by those who reject it. Paul said it's foolishness or stumbling block.
Right.
And a free society is where I respect your right to speak long and loud about what you believe, but yet I have to respect another person's right that I may not agree with totally. We need to quit fighting as Christians. We need to join together and get over our petty differences and fight for the purpose of taking back our country for the glory of God. I may not agree with how every person dots their I's and crosses their T's, but the Bible says if they're not against us, they're for us.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You know. Our time is quickly getting away. If somebody was interested in what you're doing, more information, I know you were telling me you have a Facebook page.
Yes, sir. Just go In God We Trust. Key in God We Trust, and it'll take you right to our Facebook page. And also, you feel free to call my number at 336-798-7700. And we have a couple of email addresses. One of them is all lowercase, usmotto02@gmail.com. That's USMOTTO and the number 02@gmail.com. Or you can email my personal email address. My wife picked out this one here. It's the number 7THEAVEN@windstream.net. That's 7thHeaven@windstream.net. So you feel free to call us or email us and give us your opinion, whether good or bad.
Right.
I love to hear opinion, and I'll debate with you any day.
Yeah.
You like, but it's always good to have folks' input. And we desire your support as well. We go on to Gifts of God's People. It averages costing about $2,500 per location, some more, some less. We got one down in Caldwell County. It's going to cost about $5,000. So,
all right. Well, you've got a little brochure, and if anybody is interested, you can contact us. We can get you in contact with Brother Rick, but they've got a brochure, and it says what you can do, and it says, number one, pray. Pray for our county, our state governments. Number two, promote, encourage your county commissioners along these lines, and then provide. And sort of like I preach sometimes, you have to have three books at church. You got to have the book, the Bible. You got to have a song book, and you got to have a checkbook. And so what you're doing, you got to have a checkbook. So
that's one of those necessary.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So there's something you can do. But it's been good having you today, Brother Rick.
And praise the Lord. It's a pleasure being here.
Well,
real pleasure.
We sure appreciate you and what you're doing and how you're doing it. And Noah's going to come and give the contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We thank you for listening in. Hope you had a good 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. Have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.